This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government keeps telling us that inflation in America is low to non-existent. One big exception, rental properties. Landlords across the country are benefiting from a shortage of rentals at a time that many people are staying away from buying their places. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, this is good news for institutional investors and bad news for renters.
The undersupply of houses and apartments is driving a construction boom in key markets across the country.
Over this past year, we've seen the highest number of new multifamily starts in 25 years.
Frank Nothaft is the chief economist at Freddie Mac. He says the current rental shortage is a boon for Wall Street investors who are spending billions buying apartments.
That'll translate not only into rent growth and continuing low vacancy rates, but it translates also into property value gains.
Terry Gearhart is a sales manager at Rose & Womble Realty in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. He says the spike in demand for rentals has actually suppressed demand for new homes, even though many mortgages are cheaper than the cost to rent.
There's anecdotal evidence of that all over the place. We know because we attacked the apartment market with flyers saying you can buy for cheaper than rent and all that. And this year, at least, we've been very ineffective in pulling those people out.
I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.